This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad. It's great to be back.
It's been a little while. We haven't done this news roundup since May, but now that we're back, one of the stories that is topmost in our coverage has to do with, of course, the ongoing pandemic. Although the mask mandate has been dropped for the state, healthcare providers will still be wearing masks by and large.
That's right. At St. Luke's and LVHN are still requiring masks in their medical facilities. And that is because, in part, of the danger posed by the new Delta variant of COVID-19. Here's the infection control chief of LVHN, Dr. Alex Benjamin, on that decision from them.
It would not be unheard of for something to, you know, think about stepping down from masking and then all of a sudden in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, cases go up and we have to turn right back around and put masks back on.
Now, we don't have great numbers on the Delta variant yet in Pennsylvania. That's because the state only tests a small sample of its positive test results. Right now, it's at about 1% of those, but experts are watching to see if that number goes up, and they're expecting it will. And that's because this variant is 50% more contagious and especially dangerous and spreading like wildfire among people who haven't been vaccinated.
And one of the striking things this week is hearing from everyone, from the president on down, that the vast majority of deaths and serious hospitalizations due to COVID-19 are among the unvaccinated, and there are plenty of those still in Pennsylvania.
About 60% of Pennsylvanians over 18 are fully vaccinated. That means 40% are not. And overall, that number is just people who are over 18 who qualify and can get a vaccination. It's only about 43% of the total population. And that leaves a significant portion of the population at risk.
And in politics, we have State Senator Doug Mastriano this week, who has been trying to launch or get some enthusiasm for launching an Arizona-style audit of the 2020 and 2021 elections in Pennsylvania.
He's calling it a forensic investigation, and he sent out letters to three counties in Pennsylvania trying to launch that. Now, I have to tell you, there is not a lot of appetite for this in Harrisburg. Democrats are staunchly opposed. Governor Tom Wolf fired back at that on Twitter yesterday, describing the effort as a, quote, disgrace to democracy and a sham. And it's also probably a no-go under Senate rules, and really doesn't appear there's much appetite in Harrisburg among Republican leaders either, including the president of the Senate, to entertain any kind of election audit. So we'll see where it goes.
There's a lot of well-organized opposition, but we should also note that Senator Mastriano is one of several dozen lawmakers in Pennsylvania who signed a letter asking members of Congress to delay certifying Pennsylvania's electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election, despite no evidence of fraud.
I think that's really important context in this story, Brad.
State lawmakers have also passed a measure that allows students to take over the last academic year. That's whether or not they passed or failed.
That's right. And, you know, this is coming on the heels of parents really looking for an opportunity for kids to make up for COVID-19 learning losses. We're hearing numbers anywhere up to 25% or more students may not pass the year anyway. And some parents are saying they just want a do-over year. So there's a new state law that allows that to happen. But if families want the option, they need to act right away. The deadline is next Thursday, July 15th. And they would have to go to the state website, fill out a form, and then call their local school district or school and figure out where to send it. So it's not an easy process to do, but if folks are looking for a do-over year for their kids, that there is a narrow window to make that happen now.
And it's a real sign of just how much strain school kids were under during this pandemic year.
It was an incredible and unprecedentedly difficult year for students and teachers and everyone in the education system. And I think we're going to be following this story and what happens in the new school year. We're definitely going to be following that as we head into August and September.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's good to be back.
It's good to talk with you as ever, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, News Director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.